is calling my name. Hear the voice of the one I love is calling my name. He's saying, come up higher. You hear the angels sing. Come up higher, my beloved. World behind, you find me to be beautiful.
I am running.
exhausted night, and I am running, running after you. Here with you I find my life,
I'm here with you.
Here with you I find my life,
here with you.
Here with you I find my life. Flow, that your river.
Jesus, everything. Jesus. God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this beautiful day that we have on this Labor Day weekend to come together and to worship you. And God, we thank you. I pray that as we celebrate this Labor Day, as we celebrate the working man, the labor in this land, God, I pray that we as believers would see it as a ministry that we can do by living right and by being light in the workplace. And that we would not see our work as tantamount to what our value is, but rather we would see our work as a way that we can bless the world around us. And so, God, we pray that with that in mind, that we would go forth into our vocations and that we would see it as a place where we can bring your worship to places where it is not. And, God, we come to you today also with our prayers, our concerns, our hurts, our things that make us weep, and we bring these to you right now, God. We pray for Betty Detweiler. As she's not been feeling well, just pray that you'd be with her in her sickness. Pray that you would help her to get well. We also pray for Sandy Kissinger as she's at home, still undergoing antibiotic treatment. She still has an IV and has nurses coming to give her the treatments. Just pray that you'd be with her. Pray that you would help her to make a full and complete recovery. We also pray for Ron Hanna as he recovers from his knee replacement surgery and seems to be doing fine, has had some ups and downs. Just pray that you'd be with him, give him patience and grace. God, we also pray for Ariella, the friend of Lori Cole, who at a very young age is dealing with breast cancer. Just pray that you'd be with her and her mother as they walk through this together. We also pray for Frankie Falk. Pray that you'd be with her as she is 5 months pregnant and has an infection, a gallbladder infection, and is threatening to bring on early labor. Just pray that you'd be with her as she's in the hospital. Just be with her and her husband as they go through this. We also just pray, God, for everybody in this world who has just found out that they are sick in a very dire and serious way. Just pray that you would be with them and that they would turn to you in their time of need. And just pray that they would find their peace in you. We also, God, we give you thanks as we pray for our concerns. We also turn to our praises and the things that we find to be grateful for. We pray for the Denlingers as they are in Uganda, adopting and have adopted legally their son Ernest and are waiting to come home. Also pray for all of the expectant families in this church as they are awaiting new life. We pray for the Jonathan and Natalie, for Mary and myself, the De Leon family, and also the Red K family, Mike and Ashley. Just pray that you'd be with them as they await the coming of new life in their families. And God, we thank you for the way that our church is involved in missions. Just be with each and every one. We pray for Mark and Chris and for Deanne, for Tiffany, and also this morning as Steve and Preston are coming next week. We also think of Jose and Olga, who are working in Mexico in their little church. Just pray that you'd be with them and they would know and feel your peace as they work in the community down there. And so, God, we lift all these things to you, God, and we just pray these things in your name. Amen. Abigail McElhaney is going to come, and you've noticed that Helena has been on the prayer list for quite a while, and she's just going to bring an update about what she's going through.
Thanks. Helena is a friend of ours. Her mother is one of our close friends from Upper State New York, from my father's extended family. Their last name is Morgan. If you could be keeping them in your prayers. There's not a whole lot to update. What happened was Helena is about 13. I think a year or two ago, she's been fighting. She was born with cerebral palsy, I believe. So she had been doing remarkably well with a lot of intensive therapy. Her mother is a doctor, Monica Morgan. And she had been using some very creative therapies for her daughter that was working wonders. But then Helena got a cold. And what can happen sometimes is that the body can misinterpret the cold. And the body thought that the body was producing the cold and attacked itself and basically went to the brain. And she went from like almost normal functioning to like drastically, they thought they were actually losing her functioning. Like, it was very devastating. She's gotten back to a point where she's has some recall. She doesn't really recognize her left side. So if you see her, she can look very normal at times, but when she walks, she like holds her arm close. She doesn't, or her left arm it would be, she doesn't really recognize her left side. So it's when she like needs to turn, she has to do it in a certain way because she doesn't realize the side of her body is there. But it was very impacting to me when I got to see them this summer. Helena came up to her mom and said, can I have a cupcake? And her mom's like, sure, you can have a cupcake. And then Helena's like, what's a cupcake? Like, she couldn't remember what that was. It was very like, sometimes she can recall things, sometimes she can't. And it's very interesting to know where she had been to see where she is now. The problem that her mother, even though her mother's a doctor, she doesn't specialize. It's an autoimmune disease, basically. Her body has like self-attacked itself. And they're trying to figure out exactly what cells were attacking what cells, because that can really help them with the therapy and the diagnosis and aiding and helping to get her better. But a lot of doctors are kind of, they're ignoring the case, or they're not spearheading it the way that the mother knows they should be. So she really needs advocates in the medical community to help her get her daughter to where she needs. And she's on fire to get this done. Their family in particular has experienced a lot of tragedy. There's not a super stable father figure. So the Lord has really used this to bring the mother, Monica Morgan, closer to him. I can see it. She's very, very tender. Tears up every time. She is just moved beyond tears when she hears that our church has been praying for them for so long. Like, just tears up every time, wants to tell you thank you so much, because she's had to walk, she has a very close extended family, but she's had to walk a lot of this alone. So please, please keep them in your prayers. Pray for advocates in the medical community for Helena, and that the father figure will fully step up and cover his family, and just for healing, and that the Lord will be glorified throughout the entire family. So please just keep them. The mother is so extremely dear. They're a very beautiful family. So please keep them in your prayers.
Thank you, Abigail. All right, we're going to move to announcements here. As you can see, Pastor Steve is sitting in the pew this morning. He drove all the way through from Florida, getting home at 6 o'clock this morning, so he's a little tired. So we'll let him sit in the pew this morning. So good to have you back, Steve. Today is the last in our summer sermon series, Highlights from Hebrews. This morning, Timothy will be bringing the last installation in that. That's been a great series, and I've enjoyed listening to everyone. And it's the end of the summer now. We're moving towards starting Sunday school. Next Sunday will be our first Sunday school hour that we will have. However, it will not be our regularly held or scheduled content. It will be Stephen Shepherd and Preston Smith from CPI. They will be here. Preston Smith will be leading the Sunday school, and Stephen Shepherd, I believe, will be preaching upstairs here during the morning service. So we're glad to have them. We're excited to see them again. It's been a while. And so that will be next Sunday, September 11th. However, the next Sunday after that, September 14th, we'll be beginning our Sunday school, our normal Sunday school hour. And I'll have Janelle come on up. We're going to be having a sermon series, which I will let her announce. It will be involving Janelle, myself, Timothy, and a few others, possibly Aaron and Anne-Marie Walney, for Sunday school. Yeah, did I say sermon series? Oh, wow, I misspoke. Not sermon series. This is Sunday school. Anyway, I will let Janelle announce that.
So I'll be helping out with teaching, which is going to be kind of a first for me here and stuff. And I'm really excited. We're going to be looking at passages from Paul. We're still kind of, you know, nailing it down. But basically, we're going to be looking at Paul and his role in the early church. And it's just kind of amazing. Like, through this study, we're just going to look at the state of the early church, who Paul was, and then kind of dig into the letters he wrote. I had a class in college on just looking at Paul's letters, and it's exciting because what I got out of that class, I'm hoping I can communicate and share with you guys. And it's amazing to see what happens when you know Paul, know who he's speaking to, and then read his letters. They kind of come alive in a whole new way, and you just see all kinds of really cool stuff. And that's kind of what we're going to be doing, and it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of different faces, teaching, and stuff like that.
And also, with the passages from Paul, at times there's a few books that we've also been excited about, myself, that I've read and might be doing some book. If we find a place in the letters of Paul where we can dive into content and these books kind of line up with that, we might look at those a little bit for a few weeks. And so with that in mind, we are going to send out an email of a reading list for everybody if you would like to purchase these books and read them yourself. And also maybe even a reading list for the Bible, to the books that we'll be going through that you can read ahead. So I think that covers everything with Sunday school. Go ahead.
I can't have a microphone up here and not have it at my mouth, but I'm really glad to be back, and glad God gave me the grace to stay awake all night and go through Washington without traffic. And the last hour was rough. I was all over the road, but I was the only one on the road, so that was good. The preaching series that's starting the Sunday after Stephen is here, and going as long as it takes, could go all year. It's called Paths Through Proverbs. And unlike most Bible passages where you can just go through like we did with Acts, you know, where we kind of go through chronologically, Proverbs has themes that go all throughout Proverbs. So we'll be like looking at a theme like faith, and we'll see where different Proverbs through the whole book talk about faith and how that's revealed in Proverbs, because most of Proverbs are short little couplets. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll be doing the majority of the preaching starting 2 weeks from today. I'm glad to be back, and thank you again for your grace in releasing me through my brother's illness for a year and death, and now we're putting together things for his wife, but I certainly don't need to be down there. She has almost round-the-clock caregivers, so I'll make occasional trips to maybe during the week, and I should be here pretty regularly. So I'm looking forward to paths through Proverbs. Notice highlights in Hebrews, passages in Paul. And I thought it was going to be the life and letters of Paul, but that's also LL, and paths through Proverbs. These are so you remember them easily. Okay.
All right. And one last announcement. We have an upcoming Father's Forest scheduled for Friday, September 23rd at 6:15. And I believe it's what we're planning this time is it's going to be a movie night. So put that in your calendar, and we'll try and get that in the bulletin for next week. All right, I believe that is everything. If I'm missing something, shout it out. If not, we can greet one another in Jesus' name.